Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
I'm titling this podcast, A Book Versus a Collection of Images. But before I get into the meat and potatoes of this topic, I want to set up a parallel that I think can illustrate the point by talking about one of my favorite all-time authors, which, of course, those of you who have been listening for a while know that I'm a giant fan of Charles Dickens. And he has a lot, I think, to offer to this particular topic. So stick with me for a few minutes, and I'll get back to books versus a collection of images. When I first started reading Charles Dickens in high school, I discovered that he tended to write his novels in divided format, if you will. He would have long passages that were descriptions of London or the scene or the streets or the bridge or the room or whatever. These long passages describing in considerable detail what it was that was going to be the location of the scene that was about to take place. And then he would launch into the scene, which now I understand why he did this, because as it turns out, Dickens was a huge fan of the theater. He loved to act. He wrote for the theater. He directed plays on the theater. He was enamored with that almost as much as he was with novel writing. And so a lot of his novels take the form of a scene with dialogue and action and plot development and character development and etc. taking place in a location that could be described as the background. Imagine again the scene in the theater with the painted props and all the rest of that, and then here's these people moving around and talking, doing things inside the location. Well, that's the way he wrote his novels too. And I discovered when I was young and impressionable and not really understanding what I was reading that I got pretty bored with his descriptions of the locations. And so he would go on for pages describing the streets of London or this house or this scene in the forest or this bridge or whatever. And to me, it was like, why are we spending so much time on the context? Let's get into the action, you know. Let's read the dialogue and see what people do and how they move. And that, to me, was the excitement of the novel, not the background description of the context of where it was happening. So I find it easy to think of Dickens as context or location and scene or action. And they work together in his novels, but they are as different can be. Even his writing style was different between those two extremes. Well, now with that as premise, let me leap what appears to be a relatively long leap into a discussion of books. And in order to begin this leg of this discussion, I need to ask you what you think of when I use the term book. Probably a lot of you think of a physical thing. What is a book? A book is a series of pages, printed pages with pictures or more likely text, particularly if we're talking about novels, bound together in some sort of a binding, and it's a physical thing and it's a handheld delivery system for words or occasionally pictures. But I'm proposing that's only one description of the term book. Book is another thing entirely. And the other thing that it is not physical at all. We can use the term book and refer to not the physicality, but rather the story. And this really became clear, of course, when they introduced the Kindle and e-readers, and what we read on a Kindle or an e-reader is a book, but it doesn't have any pages, and it's not bound. So a book can either be a physical thing, or even if we're referring to the physical thing, I think what we're really getting at is the story contained therein. So with that as the second leg of the premise of this discussion, that takes us up to this idea of comparing what a book is versus a collection of images. And that's what an awful lot of photography books are, is simply a collection of images. Now, the question is, what is that collection of images? It tends to take one of two forms. It tends to take either the form of a monograph late in a photographer's life that is essentially a showcase for their best work. And there's a purpose for monographs that's useful, and I think it's terrific, and we all have lots of that kind of book in our photo libraries. But it's more of a reference book than it is a story. It's a way for us to gather together a photographer's group of images so that we have them all in one place and can easily study that photographer's life or their successes or their not successes, their progression through the creative life as they mature, etc. So what is the subject of that book? The subject of that book is the photographer. And I would propose that that explains why so many of those books don't sell very well to the public, because the public is only partially or casually interested in the photographer themselves. They're more interested in what the photographer shows us in the world, that is to say, the content. So a photography book can either be a collection of images about life, about the world, about the photographer's response to the world, or it can be about the photographer's career. And both of those run the risk, here I'm going to tie this back to Dickens, both of those run the risk of becoming a collection of descriptions instead of a story, a scene, a plot, a dialogue, an idea. Books are about ideas. Photography books are often, whether they're monographs or not, a collection of descriptions. There are page after page after page after page of context, of description. And that's why viewer fatigue sets in so easily with those kinds of books, because after you've seen enough descriptions, you kind of get tired. You say, well, why do I want to know more descriptions? What I want is the scene, the plot, the dialogue, the action, the development, etc. And maybe to nail down this point with a direct comparison, imagine reading a novel that was just descriptions of places and rooms and objects, but no characters, no dialogue, no plot. It wouldn't be a very interesting book. It might be an interesting travel guide, if that's what you're looking for, but what we generally want is the context to be the background for the story. It's the story that really interests us, the dialogue, the character development, etc. A photography book that doesn't have an idea or a story or a message is just a collection of descriptions, and suffers from the same problem as a novel that's only descriptions with no characters. It's easy to skip it. It's easy to say, why do I want to know all these backgrounds unless there's something going to happen in the background? And so that's why a lot of photography books fail, in my opinion, is because they're just descriptions. There's no ideas behind them. So I'm going to propose that a book is neither a physical thing that's a collection of pages bound, nor is it a scene that has stories and dialogue and action and etc. That really what a book is, in its most refined sense, is it's a set of ideas, and it's the ideas that make the book either interesting or not. So in the case of Dickens, he wrote Oliver Twist, and it was all about the ideas behind child labor and child labor laws that weren't there at the time and how that impacted society and the young kids and etc. That was the idea that was behind the story of Oliver Twist. To move that into the realm of photography, take Ansel Adams' Yosemite Range of Light. That might look on the surface like it's just a bunch of descriptions of interesting rocks and interesting trees and etc., but it's not. It's really about an idea. And the idea has to do with environmentalism and our relationship to nature and the pristine aspects of nature and how we have a responsibility to nature. All of that is the idea that's contained in the book that is partially the introductory text and the apocryphal stories that have grown up about Ansel Adams and his life and his photography. And even though the book itself is a series of locations and beautiful scenes, there is an idea behind it that drives it, that makes it successful. And by the way, that makes it successful beyond the circle of photographers who might admire it for his technological accomplishments and his beautiful compositions and black and white processing and all that kind of stuff. Yosemite Range of Light is not merely a book of picture locations. Instead, it's a book that uses picture locations to illustrate a greater idea, and that's part of the reason it's such a great book. Same thing could be said about another one of my favorite books, Terra Moran, by Paul Strand. It's not just pictures of funny people who live a different sort of life than we do. It's a portrait of a place. It's a portrait of a disappearing way of life. It's a visit to a location that includes a story through the people and the animals and the locations and the scenes that he photographed. And I don't think it's by accident that there's text that goes with his images that help tell that story. Essentially, what I'm proposing is that any photography book needs to be about an idea as much as it is about a description of a location in terms of what it looks like. The best photography is not just about what something looks like, but it's about an underlying idea that is amplified by what something looks like, and at the same time, what it looks like amplifies what the idea is. The two have to go hand in hand. And this shows one of the great divides between us photographers and the rest of the world. For us, a book is most frequently a collection of really terrific images. But to the rest of the world, a book is a collection of great ideas or stories. And perhaps that's the very reason why the market for photography books is primarily other photographers. Because the way the book is judged is based on photographic and technical merit, not based on the set of ideas that are contained in the book. As long as we photographers keep thinking that the purpose of a photography book is to show what the world looks like, and particularly in exotic locations, we will struggle to find an audience with the general public because that's not what they're looking for. What the general public is looking for when they pick up a book are the ideas that are contained and illustrated. And maybe they can learn something, or at the very least, be entertained by the ideas in the book. Now, having said all that about books, just do a global search and replace the word book with project, and I think we arrive at exactly the same place. A photography project of 3 images, 6 images, 12 images, 24 images is no different than a book that has 120 images. It's the ideas that make the images interesting and provide more than simply a glimpse at the world. It's the ideas behind the photographs that work with the photographs that get people engaged, that make them ask questions and want to know more and look more deeply and search for the connections between images. So earlier I said a book is most frequently a collection of great ideas, whereas a photography book is a collection of descriptions. What I'm proposing is the power in a book or a project is in the ideas, not in the descriptions. The descriptions are the context. That context is very important. You can't just have stories floating around out there in the world without context, or they'll be somewhat meaningless. But for us photographers, to put together a collection of images is not going to make something as powerful as if it's a collection of ideas reinforced by those images put in context by those images, perhaps even explained by those images. So, sort of in conclusion, I would propose that a novel is not about the description, but contains some ideas in the context of the description, and the exact same thing could be said about a photography project. The power in a photography project is in the ideas that are presented in the context of the description. And that if a photography project is only descriptions, it simply doesn't have the power to hold our attention and entertain us the way a powerful set of ideas do, whether it's a novel, a book of photographs, a photographic project, a PDF, a website, a collection of images. Ideas are what empower artwork and make it meaningful and important. And without the ideas that empower a photographic project or a photographic book, it just ends up being a catalog of descriptions, which might be technically fascinating to look at, but ultimately they won't be as captivating for either the general audience or even for the audience of fellow photographers.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.